On this week's edition of the Beer Coasters podcast, ready or not, here comes the boom that has a potential seismic impact using a little TNT we call the Devastator.
So I grabbed my boombox and hit the turbo bass, and what happened next was a total disgrace.
Everybody started having sex, the music was way too powerful, a bunch of old people...
Let's crack it.
Some of my favorite beers have some earthy stank stuck on them.
As long as it's not a metallic any longer.
Blah, 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 I'm a beer, damn it!
Beer Coaster Podcast. It's for your learning.
Oh yeah, welcome back to the Beer Coasters Podcast. This here's a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
I'm your host
this week. This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada, and joining me is...
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts, also known as the Dictator of Doppelbox.
Whoa.
Which is very appropriate for me this week, because I had no idea that both of my beers are Doppelbox.
Wow, I have a Doppelbock too.
Wow, something about the boom.
Something.
Doppel booms.
Yeah, it's the doppel boom.
It's doppel boom.
Yeah. Watch out now, the boom is doppel.
So since we haven't mentioned what the show was, let's do that now.
Here comes the boom.
Right. Yeah.
So these are explosive beers, or beers that have something to do with some sort of explosion, or, you know.
Speaking of which, my second beer I dropped, so we may get a real explosion Whoa. Here later on in the show.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So what beers will we be trying? Well, there's no fermentation conversation this week, so we're doing four beers, two tasting flights each. Mike, what are you drinking?
It was just tough. We got arrested like three times trying to send these beers through the mail because they'd keep asking.
The dogs kept sniffing them out.
Well, there's what's in there? It's TNT. sir, you stay right here while I call the authorities. Okay, so the beer, I have two beers, and the first one I'm going to try is Left Hand Brewing Company's TNT.
We got middle of the country representation.
Yeah, I have no East Coast beers, but speaking of East, I have Boom Brewery's Bomberwald's Majesty, and this from Boom Brewery, or actually Explosion Brewery, and it's from the Czech Republic.
And it's a Doppelbock. Ooh.
It is a Doppel. They are both Doppelbocks. One is a wheat Doppelbock, and one is a... Doppelbock.
And I will be trying SoCal Brewing Company's Seismic IPA. And actually, it's SoCal Beer Company Seismic IPA. And I will also be trying the Wasatch Devastator.
Ooh.
So I know Mike is thirsty. I am thirstier. So, Mike, let's get to drinking.
Sounds like a plan.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Tasting flight, Mike.
Yeah.
All right, folks. For my tasting flight, as mentioned in the beginning of the show, I'm going to try Left Hand Brewing Company's TNT. This is from Left Hand Brewing Company out of Longmont, Colorado. Their website.
Longmont?
Is www.lefthandbrewing.com. This is a Weizen Doppelbock. The ABV on this beer is 7.9%. And for some reason, this didn't change. Quite sure. 7.9%, and the IBUs are 20. I'm going to crack it and read a little bit about the ingredients.
Thank you.
So, For hops, they use Warrior and Pearl. And for malts, they use Malted Wheat, Premium Two Row, Munich, and Chocolate Wheat, which I've never heard of. Chocolate Wheat.
Wow.
Interesting. So, and for an adjunct here, they actually brew this with tea. The Lapsang, I never know how to pronounce this correctly, but it's the Lapsang Saocheng tea. It's the like a smoked tea.
Hmm.
On the pour,
did you say what kind of yeast they use? Did they? Lager yeast, right?
I didn't see it, but I'm assuming it's a lager yeast. Yeah, but I didn't get that for ingredients. It's a nice kind of like brown ale color. It's translucent. It's pretty clear. There's not much of a haze or anything, but it's dark enough to where just the light shining through it. I can't quite see through the glass. Got about a pinky finger of head on the pour. I had about a finger and a half. Let's see here. Nice tight bubbles on the carbonation. Almost, they're very symmetrical. The bubbles are like almost all the same size. All
right.
On the nose. Ooh. It's like a smoky banana bread.
Mmm.
Yeah. Really, maybe like some, like banana bread, maybe with like ginger. And some smoke. The smoke is there. But some, you know, that ripe banana, almost like a Gerber baby food kind of banana. It gets really smoky, and then the smoke dissipates, and then you get like a sweetness that kind of shoots up your nose. A little nutty. Kind of sugary. I don't know. Maybe like brown sugar?
Taking a sip, yeah!
Kind of a dark bread. Kind of like a very dark wheat with a lot of smoke, and then some bitterness at the end. But it's more of like a tea type bitterness as opposed to a hop type bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
On that nose, I still get the kind of, you know, the spices of kind of like a really ripe banana bread. A little bit of caramel. It's kind of like a Rausch beer, but it has a different kind of caramely sweetness to it. So it's almost like a Rausch beer, like a brown version of a Rausch beer. You know, Rausch beers are usually kind of, they're usually black with, you know, the smoke. Well, this has got kind of a brown carameliness and very smoky as well.
Hmm.
If I'm going to pair this with something.
This is a limited edition or a limited release type thing, right?
It might be. The only one I did that was very similar, that looks like it's kind of in the same series, is that Wake Up Dead that we did on like one of the Halloween shows or something. Which I absolutely love. Yeah, the barrel-aged
Wake Up Dead.
Yeah. For me, I'd like to have like a really hearty kind of beef stew with this.
Cool.
Although I think maybe a mild chili could hold up to this too. Let's see. Beer Advocate users rate this a 76. Pardon me. And the Brothers Ahlstrom have not weighed in on this beer.
Untappd has it at a 3.12 out of 334 ratings.
So. Yeah, 76 is like average, I think, on Beer Advocate. I usually have that written down. I didn't. I think it's average. But this is one of those styles where, you know, it's kind of that middle of the road style, which it's tough to get a lot of people to kind of appreciate certain beers like this with, you know, Doppelbox or Box.
Yeah.
I mean, some ambers, some browns, all those that are kind of on the in-between. It's just tough. I mean, I know you're going to get a lot of negative rating, like, you know, someone like Rate Beer. They hate these types of styles of beers, you know?
Right.
That's that. Left Hands TNT. Get a chance to check them out? check them out. LeftHandBrewing.com.
And we'll be back right after this.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to BeerCoastersPodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes. It's Gemini Lounge.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we? All right, for my first tasting flight, I am trying the SoCal Seismic IPA.
Let's go.
This is SoCal Beer Company, and I think we've done them on the show, but I will double check.
Oh, I don't know if we have.
I think this is a new brewery.
New brewery!
This is SoCal Beer Company. They're out of Modesto, California. This is an IPA, 6.7% ABV, 71 IBUs, not 710.
No, not 710 IBUs. Although, who knows? You know, like a brew dog might come up with a 710 IBU beer.
And the hops it uses are English and American hops. That's the only thing I can get for ingredients.
Yeah, I wanted to all mention, right, too, with my left-hand brewing company, when it had all the specs, it says, you know, when we're looking for all the specs of the beer, and it says, for all you beer geeks,
yeah,
is what it's titled before it lists all the specs on the beer.
So it pours out a very orange. This is like a very bright orange color. I got a solid finger of head. I mean, this is like straight up just a really nice orange color. Maybe leaning more towards like the copper side, but very orange.
They're very specific with their hops.
Yeah.
Yeah. English and American.
On the news, yeah, I'm picking up on some English hops. On second whiff, I got some American hops. So there's a toasted caramel, or like a toasted bread kind of aroma. A little bit of fruity hops in there, like some peach. Yeah, peach and maybe some apricot. A little slightly floral. I'm even getting a little bit of alcohol.
Well, that's good, considering you're drinking beer.
But a toasted grain.
Taking a sip, yeah!
It's got a pretty sharp bite in the mouthfeel, and then afterwards it smooths out and gets a little creamy, but pretty sweet. Like, it has a really fruity, and then you get the kind of toasted, crackery malt in there. But like in the middle of the sip, you get a little bit of a floral, almost like a rose kind of taste. And then the aftertaste still gets some sweetness, but then very little dry bitterness. It's kind of smooth. Not bad.
Yeah.
Some good lacing.
I don't think I've had any beers from them.
Yeah, this is Modesto, and I think they have a brew pub somewhere else, but I think the main brewery is in Modesto. Oh, their headquarters are in Tarzana, but yeah, that doesn't really matter.
Tarzana?
Yeah. Let's see, food pairing. Oh, there's in the very, very, like, way aftertaste, there's a little bit of alcohol. Interesting. It's weird because this is only about, 6.7? Not too high. Let's see, food pairing. I think this would be good with some fried food, like maybe fried chicken or like onion rings, some sort of like deep fried. So I think fried food, you know.
Can't go wrong there.
Fried chicken with some biscuits.
Sure.
Biscuits with honey.
Talking like Popeye's chicken pickles. And biscuits.
For ratings, Untappd has the Seismic IPA from SoCal at 3.27 out of 222 ratings. The top place to drink this is at the Library Ale House there in Santa Monica, which I believe Tom in L.A. has been to.
There's a few libraries, right? Library Ale Houses in that area?
I don't know.
Not that area, but in California. So kind of like a... I don't know if it's a chain or if it's owned. Beer Advocate users rate this. They don't rate this. Because there ain't enough ratings. And the Brothers Ahlstrom, they sure as hell haven't rated it. So there actually is 8 reviews, you know, so there's not enough to get a rating yet here.
So you have it. SoCal Beer Company's Seismic IPA. Check out their website, SoCalBeerCompany.com. We'll be back right after this. You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Google Plus, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines of the Beer Coasters Daily.
Hot Topic. All right, for this week's Hop Topic, we went to the Beer Coasters Daily, which is through beercoasterspodcast.com. Click on the brews paper there at the top. Take you to the Beer Coasters Daily. Down in our leisure section, this one was shared by Samuel Adams Beer. And it is titled Gift Guide, 15 Ideas for the Craft Beer Obsessed. So this is a foodrepublic.com. This is 15 things that they think that your craft beer obsessed man in your life
would appreciate
for Christmas or for the holidays.
Can I ask why our Black Friday show didn't have a shopping related?
That would have been good.
Yeah, I thought so. So we're having it now, though. We're making up for lost time.
Yeah, I mean, it's December. Because holidays
who
are
goes
fast
out
approaching.
In the craziness of Black Friday anyway to go shopping? That's just insanity.
Here's 15 of their favorite beer-themed presents.
Yeah, quite a few different beers they have on here.
Yeah. They would recommend the Deschutes The Abyss, which Gina and I tried on the show not too long ago.
We tried that, too. Haven't we done like a vertical tasting?
Yeah, we did.
I think at the beer.
Mike, you are correct. We tried the 2009 and the 2010, and that was in early 2011 when we did that. Yeah. The Abyss, that's a good one. It's a good choice. Yeah. It's a nice little Imperial Stout there.
They also name a couple here from... They're silver. This one's a silver medalist from the Great American Beer Festival. It's the Pelican Pub and Brewery's Silver Spot IPA. And also America's first dedicated gluten-free beer. Sorry, got some gluten in my throat. The Harvester Brewing Squash Ale.
Well, those are from... beers from Let's Pour. That's what their those are just like examples of what it looks like, I guess, when you go through their website.
Oh, but really?
The thing is, beers from Let's Pour, so you can like get them beer delivered from letspour.com. Like they suggest Alesmith, Pelican Brewing, Ninkasi, Hopworks, blah blah blah. So if you just go to letspour.com, maybe they'll ship to your state. They won't ship to Nevada, I'm sure.
Or Massachusetts.
Yeah. And the next one is 33 Bottles of Beer Journal. Keep track of the beers you consume.
33 bottles. I just hit my 500. I'm gonna need a 33. Few extra.
Why 33? That's nothing. That's a weekend.
I don't know. But there is a stack of like four of them or more. So
yeah. Well, they're like, get a bunch. Yeah. 33beers.com is their website.
Oh, they also recommend a book, The World Atlas of Beer, The Essential Guide to Beers of the World.
Ooh.
By Tim Webb and Stephen Beaumont.
Get that at Amazon.
Yeah.
And they also
add that to our site.
They also recommend the book How to Brew. $20 on Amazon. Sums up or it's by John Palmer. How to Brew.
I don't know where you're getting the extra stuff, but maybe because my window is smaller.
Well, if you wave your cursor, I think, over the picture, this little window pops up to the right. Do you see it?
Yeah, but
and it kind of gives a description. Stuff,
it's all messed up. But the next one is, looks like a homebrew kit, and I can't read who it's from, but it's an introductory homebrew kit, and it is from store.brooklyn-homebrew.com, and it's basically just a homebrewer's kit, kind of a starter kit.
Yeah, got a couple of ale pails and all the essential gear that you'll need for starting up your homebrewing. Sweet. Next is a book about IPAs called IPA, Brewing Techniques, Recipes, and the Evolution of the IPA. So if you really like IPAs and you want to brew IPAs, I guess check out this book. You can get it for $25 on Amazon. Yeah. Oh, that's by Mitch Steele. Well, there you go. I didn't know Mitch Steele had a book.
Well, now you know.
Well, there you go. Oh, that's why in the picture they show all the stone beers, but then they have a surly beer and a, I don't know what that last one is, but it's all stone except for two beers. Oh, and there's a bootleggers in there. All right. They're all IPAs. Whatever. Mitch Steele, congratulations on the book. Didn't know you had one. $25, Amazon. Check it out.
And they also are advertising a Pro Series all grain kit, which is a homebrew supply, and that is from northernbrewer.com.
Cool.
I think that's what that is. It's just a picture of Surly beer, but that's what I got from the text.
Surly there. Furious Pro Series all grain kit.
Oh, the next one I totally approve of. This is no gimmick, folks. Go ahead, Toby.
Oh, the Samuel Adams Boston Lager Glass. Yes. Scientifically
designed. I'm actually drinking
designed.
Out of one as we speak.
And Mike swears by it, so.
It's amazing. It really is.
Yeah. Pours the perfect pint every time.
It does.
You can get that at the estore.samueladams.com.
E-store. Oh, wow. This is a very interesting bottle of beer here. This is the Shizuku Hitachino Nest Distilled White Ale. And
it's a wit beer.
Yeah. Wait, but it's a beer that's it's brewed with coriander and orange peel and nutmeg, and it's total wit beer with all the kind of standard spices that goes along with that. But it looks like it's a Japanese Belgian wit. So,
yeah.
Interesting. And you can get this at Drink Up New York. So it's drinkupny.com.
Crazy. It's a weird looking bottle.
Really,
too.
It looks slick like a, looking bottle. Yeah.
It looks like a bottle of like olive oil or something.
Yeah. Very slender bottle with a square body. It's got a cork on top.
Fancy.
Very interesting. It's fancy. Yes. Very fancy.
And they also recommend the Charbay R5 Aged Whiskey. Starts life as Bear Republic's piney, citrusy Racer 5 IPA before it's distilled and sent to slumber in new oak barrels for more than a year. So this is the Racer 5 beer that's been distilled in oak barrels? Whoa.
That's very... Wow. Okay, I gotta try some of that.
Yeah, it's a hybrid beer whiskey. That's crazy. It's not just like beer that's aged in oak barrels. It's like distilled beer. That's crazy.
And not just any beer, Racer 5 IPA.
I've never heard of this. I might have to try it. I'm not a whiskey drinker, but...
this next one's your like classic beer club. It's beermonthclub.com. Where you can, you know, get different beers a month and whatnot.
Yeah. I think we've talked about them before on the show.
Yes. Yeah, these guys, actually, in particular, I think we've mentioned before, yes. Yep.
Next one is Brood Awakening by Josh Bernstein. And it looks like this is a book, right?
Looks like it.
Yeah, traveling from coast to coast to interview bartenders, brewers, and drinkers everywhere.
We got to add some of these beer books to our website.
Yeah, Brood Awakening. Cool.
And something we were just talking about off mic was the Schmaltz Brewing Company's Holiday Gift Pack, their 2012 limited release holiday gift pack with all the different Hebrew beers in there. You can get that at smaltzbrewing.com.
Schmaltz Brewing.
Eight different beers. That's pretty good for a holiday pack.
Well, it's to light your menorah, right?
I believe so. I think the box like acts as a menorah or something, or it like folds into the menorah that you can make or something, which is brilliant. I love it. It's so funny.
Oh, it comes with Hanukkah candles. And a custom glass. Wow. Like it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So there you have
but
it, folks.
They probably don't deliver to Nevada.
So you have it. Gift guide, 15 ideas for the craft beer obsessed. You can check it out on our website. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Click on the Hop Topics link. We will have this story posted there for your reading enjoyment.
Yeah.
We'll be back right after this.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
I'm going to try a non-American beer because we do that sometimes. Mostly American.
Yeah. Beer.
Well, not this week, folks. This is Boom! And it's Bomberwald's Majesty. This is from the Explosion Brewing Company. They created Boom Beer that is brewed at the Strakonice Brewery, and it's in the Czech Republic. Their website is boomcraftbeer.com. This is also a Doppelbock. The ABV on this beer is 8.8%, and I could not find the IBUs. I'm going to crack it. Hopefully it will not explode. Okay, so far so good. Ooh. I'm a little worried already.
Oh. What?
Let's just say it smells European. The ingredients on this beer, they use Czech Pilsner malt, a rye malt, and then they also use beet sugar, and they condition this beer in oak chips for like 3 months. They just kind of have it like sit in a bed of oak chips for 3 months. And for hops, they use saws.
Saws.
It's clear. It's very pale. It's very clear. I could read text through this beer right now. It's a little
doesn't
darker.
Look like your Sam Adams glass is doing very well right there.
A little darker than than your average Pilsner color. It's a little bit deeper, a little more golden hue to it. It's virtually no head. It dissipated really, really quickly. And it's white. The head is very white. On the nose, it smells so Pilsner-y. European Pilsner.
Pilsner-y.
It's slightly skunky.
Wow.
It's got a sweet smell to it. Some other kind of fruitiness going on. Actually, now that whole skunkiness is kind of going away. It was just kind of in the head, I think. No, it's not. Yeah, it's I don't know. It's a little bit fruity, but it's kind of hard to get past the whole, I mean, it smells like a cheap Pilsner. Take a sip, yeah! Tastes like a Pilsner. Just a little beefier. It's not as thin as most Czech Pilsners. There's kind of a fruity sweetness in there. A hint of vanilla in there. But it tastes like a Pilsner. I mean, this does not... this is very thin to be considered a Doppelbock, in my opinion. But not much beyond that. There's some sweet malt in there. Some graininess. It's thin. I mean, I guess it's a little beefier than your... You know, Czech Pilsners, as Czech Pilsners go. But there's still not much body to it. If I'm going to pair this with something, I want something light and crispy. Maybe like a very lightly breaded fried fish, maybe. I mean, this could kind of be kind of a fish and chips type beer. But it's I don't know if I want a beer batter. I think I want kind of a very crisp, light batter with this, and maybe some really fresh vegetables. Yeah, there's not much to this. I can't really pick out too much more than what I've done. I was actually expecting a little bit more because it had, you know, it said that it was with, you know, with the oak chips, and that the fact that they use some beet sugar and some rye malt, I was kind of hoping to get something a little extra out of this. And yeah, I'm not really getting a big pepperiness that I would from the rye. The beet sugar may have something to do with the fruity aspect of this, a very strange kind of fruitiness. Although I know beets aren't fruit, but you know what I mean.
Right, well, the interesting kind of sweetness going on.
It's drinkable, but it just tastes like a European macro brewery did this. It doesn't taste like a... I don't know. Anyway...
Doesn't taste like a Boom craft beer.
No, there's no boom going on. I think it fizzled out halfway through the lighting of the wick here.
Wet dynamite.
But they do have a few more beers. Like, there's actually a chocolate stout porter, which I almost picked up over this one. It's just I've had so many stouts lately that I wanted to kind of to mix it up as far as styles go. So, anyway. This is from...
Well, now you learned your lesson.
Yeah. And oddly enough, The Beer Advocate users, they don't have a rating for this, but the Brothers Ahlstrom actually rated this beer.
Whoa. Even though the serious? Yeah,
can you believe it? They rated it a 79, which is considered average.
That, I think, may be a Beer Coaster's first, where the Brothers have reviewed. That's what I was thinking. Reviewed,
yeah. They rated it, but they, yeah. So.
Crazy.
Yeah. So there you have
well,
it,
well, let's see. We've got the untapped users coming one. In at a 3.36 out of 28 ratings. So far it seems to be pretty average.
Majesty. It's going to be an interesting one.
The top place to drink this is Party Town in Florence, Kentucky, which is a liquor store.
Wow. How about that? Who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
I wonder if the guys in the Czech Republic would have thought, yeah, we're shooting for Florence, Kentucky to be the biggest frickin' most popular spot to drink this beer.
Yeah, well, they like their European pilsners down there.
I guess so. That's what this boils down to, though, is, I mean, if you like those European pilsners, then you'd like this beer. If you don't, then this beer's probably not.
Would you say it's similar to, like, Heineken or something like that? Is it that kind of skunky, or did the skunkiness not really come out in the flavor?
No, the skunkiness didn't come out as much in the flavor, no, as much as it did in the aroma. But it's still, I mean, it's reminiscent of that. You know, you pour it from the bottle and you get that kind of whiff. That's kind of what you're expecting. This would be, to me, if Heineken did a honey ale or something, I don't know, but I'm kind of reaching there. But, I mean, there's some interesting aspects to this beer, but it's kind of, the interesting parts of this beer is still in a undesirable Czech Pilsner, you know?
Hmm.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast, and don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Okay, for my second tasting flight beer this evening, I am trying the Wasatch Devastator. Wasatch Brewing is out of Park City, Utah. They've been brewing since 1986. Style of this beer is a double bock, just like Mike's beers. Or yeah. Doppelbock.
Doppelbock, yeah.
Comes in at 8.0% ABV. I couldn't get any ingredients.
Well, maybe you should just crack it and drink it then.
I copped them. I was telling Mike off mic, I was showing him the bottle, and the funny thing about this label is it shows a ram crashing through downtown Salt Lake City, and it's like leaving flames in its path, and there's like the Capitol building, and then there's the Mormon temple. It's like,
oh really,
burning. It's like blasting through Salt Lake City. So anyway,
that's awesome.
The Devastator.
So it pours out a deep copper color. Yeah, very clear. A little bit of carbonation going on. I got about a half finger of off-white head. Yeah, it's just like a darker copper color. A little bit of like redness to it on the nose. Big malts. There's a little bit of cinnamon. Some of that stanky malt. A little bit of honey. And there's a kind of a dirtiness, like an earthiness in there too.
Oh, yeah, the dirty earthy.
A little bit of alcohol coming through on the nose.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Wow, there's a really good malt character in this. Think about Doppelbock's. I'm not really a big fan of Doppelbock's, and maybe it's because I haven't had the right ones, or haven't had them at the right time. Not necessarily, weather-wise or season-wise, but, you know, I've had a Doppelbock, like, towards the end of the night of drinking, and I'm just like, this thing is, like, too much. You know, they tend to be too much alcohol, too much, like, something that sits in the pit of your stomach, you know what I mean? Like that whole, I don't know. This has a really nice malt character. There's some good toasted graininess. There's lots of sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of bitterness, but it's enough to balance it, but there's enough to keep it from being too sweet. Yeah, there's like a lot of honey and earthiness. There's a kind of a fruitiness, a really sweet fruit, like some sort of a pit fruit, you know, maybe like a maybe plum, a little bit of plum, but not. No bitterness from plum, just like the real like sweet part of the plum. It's like bread, and I know that a lot of people like, I think even the description on the Wasatch bottle says something about liquid bread or on their website or something like that, and it's totally true. Like when you get into these really heavy German beers or German styles, it's like drinking liquid bread with some alcohol, you know. It's crazy, and I think this time of year is a good time of year to drink Doppelbock's. I think that they're more popular in like late winter, early spring, I think, is the more seasonal time for Doppelbock's.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, not bad. Food pairing, I would totally go with like some spicy sausage or something spicy, I think would be really good with this. Spicy Mexican, spicy Italian, spicy Thai, any kind of like really good spicy food, I think would go good with this kind of beer. Because it's nice and heavy and thick and sweet. And it's more drinkable than, say, a barley wine or something like that. You know, those really big sweet beers are like a, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost a sipper. Somebody put in Devastator Doppelbock Ale. And they also, I guess they have a port-aged Devastator. Wow. Anyway, this is just the Devastator. This comes in at 3.64 out of 739 ratings on Untappd. On Beer Advocate, comes in at an 81 from the users and an 83 from the brothers. Wow. Brothers have tried a couple of beers on this week's show. Maybe they're making a comeback.
Possible.
Which are both, things those reviews are both good on Beer Advocate. There you go. That is the Devastator Doppelbock Lager from Wasatch Brewing, part of the Utah Brewers Cooperative out of Park City, Utah. Check out their website, wasatchbeers.com. Yeah, cheers. James Logan says, "Boy, I love you so much. I could never live without you." "Girl, is that you or the beer talking?" "Boy,
It's me talking to the beer.
Tweet of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your loofah backwash. Nice and gentle. Yeah. So for backwash this week, we got a little piece from Malt Porter.
Yeah.
And this is backwash for Mike. He's calling you out.
Yes, so.
Malt Porter is calling Beer Coaster Mike out into the middle of the street for a little bit of a backwash battle.
I hear him. He's so saying, message, you want to go, old man? You want to go?
You want a piece of me? He says, thanks for a great free episode. And by the way, listeners, all of our shows are free.
That's
not
right.
Just last week's.
Every single one of them, except there's one mystery episode.
Yeah.
Costs money.
You may have to pay extra for.
Yeah. But as soon as we find it, we'll let you know.
He says, so Malt Porter says, you, Mike.
That's me.
Have to understand that I thank you for the free episodes just because it's fantastic that this podcast, which I download every week and enjoy, is free. It's pure radio podcast gold.
Wow.
And I'm just thankful.
Now, to all our listeners, we did not pay him. We did not pay him to say this stuff.
So keep it up and free. Best regards, Malt.
Nice.
P.S. Yes. Mike, I'm just kidding.
No, yeah, I don't even know what to say to it. I must have said something last week, about the whole free thing. I don't even remember what I said, but no, I think it's great. You know, that people get to listen to the show for free. I don't know if I would ever charge. I don't think I would ever charge to do something like this anyway. I think that we may, down the road, figure out a way to subsidize our purchases. what we have to do as far as what it costs to actually put the show on. It'd be nice to, someday get some kind of sponsorship or advertisement or something to kind of to deal with that. But besides that, I mean, I don't think I would ever get to the point where we would charge people to listen to the show. That seemed that's not the kind of podcast I would want to do.
I mean, even if we did, somebody like Malt Porter would get to listen for free anyways, because the guy sent us beer from Sweden. Yeah. So, I mean,
yeah. Yeah,
you're in. That's your membership. You're a lifetime member at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
Rick from the Land of the Ice and Snow.
Yep, he's in.
Yeah.
Tony Leone, he's in.
Tony Leone.
Yep.
He's in.
Crazy Dave, Beer Coaster Charlie. Yeah,
Crazy Dave. There was this guy named Chris.
Yeah, he would have to buy a monthly subscription for sure.
Yeah,
we
would charge him.
Yeah, for sure.
We'd charge him per episode.
And
I think he owes us about 150 episodes worth, so.
Yeah. So pay up.
Pay up or shut up. Yeah, thanks, Malt.
We don't care what color the font is.
Or how long the intro is.
Yeah. We do it our way. This is our show, and we're drinking in it.
I think it's payment enough that we get somebody like Malt Porter that sends us backwash and really likes the show. I mean, that to me, that's enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just talking about off mic about just all the things that, we enjoy about the show. And part of that is the feedback. Actually, a big part of that is the feedback that we get from the show and the fact that people are enjoying listening to us just, talk crap about drinking beer. That's great. The fact that they, listen and send backwash and make comments and send us beer, it's great. You know, I mean, I think we get just as much enjoyment out of it, if not more, than our listeners do.
Yeah. So take that.
Yeah. So there, take that in your free podcast and drink it.
All right. So yeah, thanks, Paul Porter, for the backwash. We
appreciate it. And yeah, keep enjoying the free episodes. We're gonna do this for as long as we can. You know.
Yeah. And you know, having a couple of shows this past month that were pretty much free to us because the beer was donated. I mean, that's
a big plus. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another couple of extra shows.
Yeah.
Free of charge. For us. And you know, to be honest, like, yeah, most of the purchases I make in beer, I think about the show. You know, I'm thinking, okay, what will I purchase that will work for a show or whatever? It's pretty rare. Well, not rare, but I'd say more the majority of the beer that I buy, I have the show in mind. There's not too much.
Oh, me too. Absolutely.
There's not too much I buy as personal stash unless it's something that I've already had or already done on the show and it's just a beer that I really like.
Yep.
Or something that I plan on aging or whatever. So I'm like, well, I don't know when I'd use this, but I do want to age this beer. You know, so I have lots of beer that I'm aging, but it's so as far as the money I spend on the show, I do spend, you know, a good chunk of change on the beer for the show, but it's never something, it's not like I wouldn't drink it anyways. You know what I mean? It's not like, so.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Like I would buy, I mean, I'd buy beer regardless, but every time I do go out and buy beer, I have the show in mind always. Yeah. And I know that I'm going to sit down and drink these beers on the show. And, you know, I don't know that's kind of, I've almost just kind of developed into that condition of this is when I go to buy beer, this is, I think of show ideas. I think of, you know, what shows are coming up and I kind of buy my beer accordingly, you know?
Oh yeah. I mean,
but I tend to, you know, I tend to try a hell of a lot more beer than I ever would before because I'll grab beers that I wouldn't normally purchase, but I know, hey, we're going to try this on the show and, you know, a lot of the times I'm very pleasantly surprised, and it's a beer that I would never buy, but just happened to buy it for the show. So
I was just talking to Gina about that, about how if it wasn't for the show, I wouldn't try a lot of these weird, different, unique types of beers, mostly because the show does dictate, the themes of the show dictate what we drink. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily the style or the brewery. It's the theme. So like this week, okay, Doppelbox. I'm not a huge fan of Doppelbox. I don't normally pick up six packs of Doppelbox when I go to the store, you know. But this week, hey, Devastator, you know, depends on what the name of the beer is, what the name of the brewery is, whatever. Depends on what we get. So I've been like pleasantly surprised a lot of the time where I get a certain type of beer, whether it's a barley wine or something that I don't normally seek out.
Yeah.
Yet here I am drinking it on the show that I wouldn't, you know, normally buy, but I'm enjoying it and it's interesting and it's different and it's raising my untapped, you know, check-ins.
Like that somehow is a
and the thing is if we didn't do stuff like that, Mike, if we didn't do these cool little themes and whatever, there's tons of beer out there we would totally miss just because like we can't just do IPAs every week. We can't just do brown ales every week.
Right.
You know, or breweries that we know and love every week. We can't just do, I mean, if Crazy Dave was on the show, I think every week we'd be doing Stone or Chris, you know. But these type of things, that's one of the things I really like about the show is because we have this theme and sometimes it's goofy or whatever, but we go out.
Sometimes it's goofy.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, this, you know, like just the other day I was at the store and I saw a beer called Sasquatch. Yeah. And I was like, dude, I got to get Sasquatch. Yeah. You know, it's from a brewery that I know of.
Yeah.
I haven't really had a lot of good stuff from this brewery, but I thought, hey, check out their Sasquatch. We'll do a show around something like that. Yeah. What if, you know, then you find another beer that kind of fits in with that theme. So, and it's, I don't know, it's just all in the beer coasters fun and
whatever. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it boils down to. It's fun, you know? It's we enjoy craft beer. You know, that's kind of a given at this point. We make it fun by trying all kinds of, you know, different beers. And I don't know. I enjoy the way that I've been buying beers since we started the show, which is, you know, what we're in, what, 3.5+ years now.
Hmm.
You know, we're in our fourth season.
Still can't believe that one.
Yeah. So I've actually grown to love the way that I go out and look and buy beer, because I get to try so much more of a variety than I ever would have experienced any other way.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yep. That was pretty long.
And you know,
response to backlash there.
Well, we may have. This is the kind of stuff that I like to talk about. You know, get into these little discussions. I think it's great. Sure. And you know, we may have turned listeners on to, and I think we've even gotten backlash before about
that. That's what I hope.
People that turn on to certain beers or certain styles that they wouldn't normally look into, but they hear us talk about them and possibly rave about them. Crazy Dave, you know, when Crazy Dave first started guest appearing on the show, he wasn't a big beer guy. He didn't care for a lot of crazy styles. And now he's like doing these crazy like imperial stouts, and he's not really a Belgian guy, but I know he's tried some certain Belgian styles,
that stuff that he never would have tried before if it weren't for the show. And that's great. Love it.
So I think if you have an open mind, it all comes down to that, you know. So
hey,
whatever,
yay beer.
Yeah,
that's all I gotta say.
It's all about thanks for the long backwash malt porter.
Yeah.
Or actually, thanks for the backwash malt porter. Sorry about the long response.
It's all right. That's what we're here for, to talk about beer, right?
All right, everybody. Last call.
What you got, Mike?
Ooh, let's see. For my left hand, I never let the right... No, okay. For the left hand, TNT. Smoky. Kind of tasty. It was interesting. I'm going to give it... Ooh. I'm going to give it a... I'm teetering between the 3 and 3.5.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with 3.5 because I kind of like the smoky aspect of it. It was kind of like an interesting kind of Rausch beer. Yeah. That smoked tea really added something, I think, to the beer. For the the Bomberwald's Majesty, it sucked. It just wasn't for me. I mean, it was better than a lot of the pilsners that I've had, as far as, well, I should say, like, of, you know, the bigger breweries, Czech pilsners, where you get that kind of metallic-y lager-ness and a little bit of skunkiness and very light. This had a little bit more body and a little bit more interesting flavors. I'm going to give it... Yeah, I don't know. I kind of want to give it a 2. I kind of want to be a little... Nice. I'd give it a 2.
Oh, were you thinking of Pilsner Urquell?
Maybe, but that's Belgian, right? Oh, no.
No, I think that's the one I was thinking
Pilsner
of.
Pilsner Urquell. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, I think. But this has a little bit more. If Pilsner Urquell did the, like a honey amber or something, it may taste similar to something like this. For my one word for this one, I'm calling it Doppelbunk. because it was just it's just not good. I mean I can drink it. It's drinkable. It's just it's one of those things that it's better than any macro brew, but it's really kind of bottom of the barrel as far as craft brews go. In my opinion. In my humble opinion.
For my ratings, SoCal Seismic IPA. This isn't too bad of an IPA. It's pretty, I wouldn't really consider it a Southern California IPA, but it's got some good flavors. It has some good fruitiness. It wasn't super hoppy. It was more of a drinkable kind of IPA. But I think it had some good flavors. I'm going to go 3.5 on that one.
I should probably change mine to 3 for the left hand. I can't do that. The rating's cast in stone now.
Yeah.
Part of Beer Coaster's history.
SoCal, there was a little bit of a home brewiness, but I don't think it really made it that much more of a bad beer. So
one of these days, we're going to figure out what that is, that home brewiness.
Yeah.
We're going to try to pinpoint like what that is, because I know exactly what you mean. I've experienced it many times, but to try to figure out what that actually is, I'm not sure.
And for the Wasatch Devastator, you know, I've said it before, I'm not a big Doppelbock fan, but if you're going to drink Doppelbocks, I mean, this is a good one. This is great flavors, really sweet. I mean, it's a little too sweet for me, especially as it warms up. It gets pretty sweet, and these are heavy beers. You know what you're getting into when you're drinking a Doppelbock. So, but as far as that goes, I'm going to bump it up just for being great for the style. So I'm going to go with a 4 pint on that one. But like I said, I wouldn't normally buy these type of beers, but for this kind, I think if you're going to drink a Doppelbock and you see this, and I think this is a year round offering from Wasatch, because I see it in the grocery store all the time. So yeah. If you like Doppelbock and you want a big heavy beer that's, you know, nice and sweet, pair it with some spicy food, check out the Wasatch Devastator, 4 pints. So there you have it. Those are our pint ratings. Let's go on to some shout-outs. Yay. We got a couple of shout-outs this week.
Shout-outs this week. We want to give a shout-out, of course, to Malt Porter for sending us Backwash. We appreciate that he's a dedicated listener.
And you can do that by sending us an email at backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. We even have a hotline you can call.
Yes, we do. Pretty cool.
It's 339-225-9274 or 339-BACKWASH without the C.
We encourage the drunk dialing. I wish we could get more drunk dials with Beer Coasters. We may have to do some...
Crazy Dave butt dialed the Beer Coasters one time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We should do a big social media push for drunk dialing. I think if we hit Twitter with it, that we get some interesting calls. So we might try that.
New Year's Eve, drunk dial us here.
Nice. That'd be great. New Year's Eve. Drunk dial the Beer Coasters on New Year's Eve. Great. Great idea.
And I wanted to give a shout out to brewstreams.com. We just found out that our podcast is on Brewstreams. So if you go to brewstreams.com, click on the craft beer section, you can find a bunch of other beer podcasts as well as the Beer Coasters podcast right there. All of our shows, listen to them, click directly to our website. Very cool. Brewstreams.com.
And also want to give a shout out to iTunes. We're finally back on iTunes. We're back and we're up, and that's great, because we had some issues for a little while, but we're up and running now on iTunes. So check us out.
So folks, we got a little favor to ask. You're on iTunes. You're looking for Beer Coasters. You come across Beer Coasters. give us a rating. Maybe give us a little review if you want.
Yeah.
We
comment, rating,
had to
review.
We had to resubmit the podcast through iTunes because of one of my
it wasn't your fault.
HTML
I'm not blaming
errors.
You.
It was ridiculous. Anyway, so we had to resubmit the podcast to iTunes. So all of our previous reviews and ratings are gone.
Yeah, absolutely,
so it's like
gone.
It's like we just started over again. So if you guys have a second and you want to get on iTunes and you want to give us a rating, 5-star rating, you know, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Or even do a little review. It takes a few minutes. So check it out. Awesome. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
What you gotta say, Mike?
Say what?
A reminder.
Oh, yeah. It is. This is a reminder to all our listeners. This is your show. We're just drinking in it.
Till next week, we love you!
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
Ja, ist der Doppelboom. Watch out now, the boom is doppel.
Oh yeah, the dirty earthy.